You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family, Rocket can. Thank you so much to everybody listening all over North America. Man, we have had so many callers here tonight already, and this is what we do. We'll talk to you. San Diego, Washington, D.C., Seattle, Washington, Atlanta, Georgia, Michigan, Baltimore, Cleveland. Let's just continue to check every box. And, oh, yeah, by the way, you call from Cleveland? I'm sure you're in a good mood. We'll talk about Donovan Mitchell again later on in the show. It's been a busy day. Busy day. College football underway. Yeah, I was watching that game here in the studio. I was watching Pittsburgh and West Virginia. By the way, Pittsburgh won 38-31. Shout outs to all my folks out in Pittsburgh. Great rivalry. Excellent. Excellent game, too, by the way. Venus and Serena competed in doubles. They lost. Russell Wilson got his big-time contract. We'll continue talking about that. And, yes, I mentioned Cleveland. We're going to talk about Donovan Mitchell. We'll get into the New York Knicks. And then even with Russell and his new contract, man, what does this mean for Lamar? Yes, this has been an ongoing conversation with Lamar Jackson. But also, what does this mean for next season? Because Justin Herbert and Joe Burrow, they're going to make more money per year than Aaron Rodgers. The quarterback market continues to move. It was only 3 years ago that Russell Wilson was the highest paid QB in the game. It was only 2 years ago now at this point that Dak Prescott was making $40 million a year. And people were like, whoa. Now we got guys making 43 and 44 and 45. Hi, Patrick Mahomes. 46 like Watson and Murray. 49 on average like Russell Wilson. And then Aaron Rodgers, he tops everybody at 50. Justin Herbert, Joe Burrow. Man, these guys, imagine if they played 20 years and they start making 50. And 60 and 70 per. Damn. Teach your kid how to throw a football if you're okay with it. Comes with injuries, as we know. Also comes with big time money. And that's what Russell Wilson got today. Only a few weeks after finalizing a deal to purchase the Denver Broncos, the Waltons, the Walmart people, I'm going to call them that forever, get used to it, they give Russell Wilson $245 million over the next 5 years. His deal in total, including the two seasons he was already under contract for, 7 years, $296 million. And so Russell Wilson, who's already played 10 seasons in the league, he's going to tack on seven here with the Denver Broncos. He might pick up another Super Bowl. Damn it, we know he was close to potentially already having two. And one thing that he's done throughout his entire career, with or without the Legion of Boom, is win. Isn't that what the hell you want from your quarterback? Russell Wilson might come through and say corny things. Russell Wilson might come through and just talk philosophically and wax poetically. A matter of fact, listen to him wax poetically. He was asked today, not just about his money, but why he's excited for the future. Take a listen.
To be in the locker room with the guys, to be on the field and, just have a great time with guys. We had an amazing dinner last night with a bunch of guys, vets. And just, it's been an amazing journey. Like I said, it's really more so about this football team than me. It's really just about what we can do together and where we're going.
And regardless of how you feel about them, the man wins. He doesn't get into trouble. He doesn't say anything ridiculous. He shows up, does his job, and he wins. He puts you in a position to win. And yes, his career has gone through phases just like everybody else's. And so sometimes I think too many people point at the Legion of Boom and just kind of stamp them, rubber stamp them and go, oh, yeah, well, he wouldn't have won this and wouldn't have done that. Sure. Sure, that is correct. But it's a team sport and a team game. And despite that, he has a Super Bowl championship. And for the past 10 years, he has been one of the best quarterbacks in the game. Lay off of the guy. Just a little bit. And so one of our callers, right before we went to break, he said that Russell Wilson is underrated. And I said, whoa. I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is he's not fully respected by some. I think most people, I think everyone will acknowledge his talent and what he's done and what he's accomplished. There's no denying it. But when people start beating him down about he wouldn't have done this and what has he done since, like a lot. He's kept this team afloat. You can look at a running game. A lot of the guys that they've brought in haven't necessarily worked. He has been the key to them still having success. And there's so many other things. I could talk about his durability. Hasn't missed a game until last year. Didn't have a losing season until last. He's what you want. What do you say? 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Chad is calling from Baltimore. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Oh, he hung up. I wonder why. Mark is calling from Cali. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, what's going on? Well, some of your callers, man, are like lunacy. Can't even believe it. I think the last caller was saying, two callers ago, were saying something about how, you know, he carried Wilson on his back, blah, 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 this and that. Dude gets no respect, man. I don't think it's enough. The dude's never had an MVP vote. I mean, not even by accident, ever. Right. All he does is throw touchdowns, 165 over the last five seasons. That's second to Brady with 168. He's thrown more touchdowns than Mahomes over the last 5 years. He's thrown more touchdowns than Rodgers. The dude still wins. You know, he still puts up numbers. I mean, even though last year was kind of a down year, but he's been sacked 240 times, which is approaching like David
historic
Carr numbers, right?
That's,
I mean,
historic.
It's just ridiculous. And they've never done anything to address the offensive line. Ever. And he's never really whined about it until now, just recently. So the dude, I just can't even believe he's never had an MVP vote. And I was like going back, checking my stats before just to see, like before I got on the call, but I was like, he's never garnered one. And it's just, it's ridiculous. And I mean, everyone's talking about the 2021 season. Okay, let's go back to 2020. He threw 40 touchdowns. He threw five 400-yard games. He's got 4,500 yards four out of the last five seasons. The dude's a stud. And he still runs it. He still runs it even while taking hits. And he's been healthy almost his whole entire career, right? Never really had a big injury. So I think the dude does not get any credit, really, enough.
Oh, wow. Right? No, I agree. Thank you, Mark, for calling from California. That's why it's difficult for me to find detractors. Because you can look at things one of two ways. You can say, oh, man, this is someone who stuffs stats and a team doesn't do anything. This is the NFL. You need an entire team, and we know he hasn't had that help. And at the beginning of his career, what are we supposed to do, hold it against him? He played on a team with a historic defense? No, he played his part in his role as well. We couldn't just plug in anybody and say, hey, listen, just don't turn the ball over. The defense is going to take care of it. That wasn't completely the case. Even in those seasons when they won and he was a young dude, he was still going out there not turning the ball over, being efficient on offense, all while learning along the way. It's not just, hey, here's a running game and a defense. He wasn't Trent Dilfer out there. Mike is calling from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
What's going on, JR? How you doing, my brother?
Good.
All right. I also agree with you. I said that he doesn't get the respect that he do. And I am a Seahawks fan since the 80s. I said he played his butt off for Seattle. You know, after the LOB, et cetera, left, you know, it was just our offensive line couldn't block for him. We couldn't afford him. And he didn't complain all of that time, and he got tired of getting beat up. So that man had to go on and leave. So he played his butt off for Seattle. Nothing but respect for that man.
Okay. Thank you, Mike, for calling from Atlanta. Yeah, I just wish on the back end he was a little bit more honest, but he doesn't want any dirt on the bottom of his shoes. He doesn't want any dirt on his collar. He doesn't want a speck of dirt on his shoulder sleeve. He wants to be a squeaky clean. He's the anti-Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers has reached the point of his career where he said it. He's like, I don't care what people say. And people are going to say this and they're going to say that. And good, he's fine to have that attitude. There's nothing wrong with it. And he continues to say whatever the hell it is that he wants to say, because to a certain degree, he doesn't care. If that was 100% true, he would never address it. Russell Wilson is the opposite. Carefully crafted and manicured. Every statement, every appearance, everything about him is well thought out and broken down. Russell Wilson and Aaron Rodgers are at the complete opposite end of the spectrum. And so that's the only time I look at Russell. Over the past year, before he left the Seahawks, where he played that game of, yeah, I want to leave, but I can't say it. Can't say it. Sean is calling from Oregon. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, everything you're saying tonight is true, JR. But now he's playing under first-year head coach Nate Hackett. And he's not playing under that Hall of Fame coach no more. And we're going to see how things go. There's going to be a learning curve for Coach Hackett. And I don't think things are going to go too good. So we'll see how it goes. I don't even think this guy was a good offensive coordinator. You know, and you look what happened in Green Bay and in the playoffs. And now he's a head coach. Ain't never coached a head game. Ain't never sniffed a championship in any organization. And now he's under this pressure. You guys would think he's going to win a championship with this guy as head coach?
Well, and that's a little of kind of aggressive right out of the gate. Yes,
well,
he is. Let me respond. Yet? Sean,
okay,
let me respond. Everybody has to start somewhere, okay? Is he Kevin O'Connell? Is he coming off a championship pedigree? Okay, Kevin O'Connell, and by the way, I just spoke to the man. He won a championship with the Rams. So is he supposed to be in a much better position, now with Minnesota with Kirk Cousins? Everybody has to start somewhere. And it's not like Nathaniel Hackett is walking onto the job saying, oh, man,
we're
I'm going to
talking about where Russell Wilson's going to end. So Russell Wilson's going to end with this guy that's somewhere?
Sean, can I finish my statement?
Sure.
Let me ask you a question. You ready? Here's one for you. Why are you not letting me actually answer you?
I'm listening.
I asked you a question. I'm trying to respond to you, and you're getting on me.
Well, you're just saying that somebody's got to start somewhere. Well, this ain't the place to start.
No. I'm asking you, why didn't you allow me to finish? Forget the Seahawks.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about the Broncos.
Oh, no. Listen, why aren't you allowing me to finish?
I don't know. I broke in, so I apologize.
Okay, well, thank you. Now stop and listen, okay? We are talking about the Seahawks because it's the team that he was formerly on. You had brought up Pete Carroll. You're bringing up Nathaniel Hackett. What I'm saying to you is everybody has to start somewhere, okay? No one is going to be evaluated on this one season. It is completely reasonable to look at Nathaniel Hackett. Oh, my God, Sean, I'm going to tell you this.
Everyone
I want you to hear it. Goodbye. Shut up. Welcome to the Shut Up Club. I think you're number four for the entire year. We're in, September 1? Yeah, September 1, September 2nd. You're the fourth person all year long that have had to tell us, shut up. Sheesh. You not talk to anybody all day long? I'll be your one friend. I mean, damn. No one is going to be evaluated on one season, okay? How about this? I'll give you an exaggeration of an example. If Nathaniel Hackett loses the first game of the season against the Seattle Seahawks, they're not going to give him the boot. Everybody starts somewhere. He's not Pete Carroll. He's not Methuselah. He's not Bill Belichick. He hasn't been around for eons or centuries. Can the man coach a damn game first? Can he make a mistake? Man. Bill Belichick gets hired. Like, whoa, you're going to hire him? Look at how he just ended in Cleveland. What are we bringing this guy in here for? Mike Tomlin gets a job. Well, Cowher is gone, and you're going to give him the job? And what has he done? Not lose, not have a losing season yet. And I can go on and on and on. Andy Reid is now going into the Hall of Fame. It took this man forever to finally win a championship. And so, yes, Nathaniel Hackett is a new first-time head coach. Russell Wilson has a deal for 7 years. The NFL is an impatient league. Yeah, but we can't go ahead and hit the fast-forward button and put the guy in the toilet already. What have you seen? Huh? Did Nathaniel Hackett make a mistake? Did he mistake a touchdown for a field goal? Did he wake up and think that the 50-yard line was in the end zone? Like, come on. Yeah, he's a rookie head coach. But let the guy coach a game first.
Oh, hey, you're not going to do anything. Oh, he hasn't won anything.
No, of course he hasn't. I'm sure you didn't come out of the womb walking. Sheesh. Shep, did you come out of the womb walking?
No, but Mark came out of the womb talking.
Which Mark?
Sean.
Oh, that guy Sean from Oregon?
Yes.
My God.
Sean's usually a lot more diplomatic than that. I'm surprised about that call.
My God.
Yeah.
Somebody took his Coke out the work refrigerator?
It's a hot topic. I mean, you have a way of invoking so much emotion when you talk about Lamar Jackson and Russell Wilson. It's almost like they become lightning rods. It's like we're talking about Deshaun Watson and Colin Kaepernick all of a sudden.
Oh, my. Well, let's don't get people fired up about that now.
Fair point.
Somebody's going to call you about Colin Kaepernick right now. By the way, he had a baby this week. Congratulations to Colin Kaepernick. And I don't know what the hell Deshaun Watson is doing.
But we should congratulate him on?
Who, what?
You know what we should not congratulate him on?
Who?
The fact that Josh Rosen.
No. Who?
No, Colin Kaepernick.
What should we not congratulate him on?
That we live in a society where in the NFL, Josh Rosen continues to be an NFL quarterback. And Colin Kaepernick cannot get on a field in 6 years.
Yeah, well, we know why.
It's embarrassing. It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it's, well, welcome to the NFL. We know these things. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I will talk to you. You can talk to me. If you can be civilized. And actually, let's have a conversation. And not talk to me like I'm the first person you've spoken to in 5 years. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, it's always a pleasure to hear you because you know your product. You really do a great job by not distorting what the callers are saying.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. We've been talking about Russell Wilson and whether or not he gets the credit or respect that he deserves, especially now that he just signed his extension. $245 million over the next 5 years. He has 2 years already remaining on his deal. It's basically going to push him to $300 million over the next seven. Fresh start here with the Denver Broncos. No longer with Pete Carroll in Seattle, and good for him. This man wanted to throw the football around. He was sick and tired of being smacked around behind the line of scrimmage, and it's going to be a tough division. It ain't going to be no cakewalk. It's not going to be easy. But there isn't a quarterback. There are too many quarterbacks in the game who've had the success that he has had over the last decade. Rarefied air. And he got a lot left in the tank. So I'm going to get back to more of your calls. 855-212-4CBS. But you know what? Russell Wilson isn't the only quarterback who's going to open up the season against his former team. Yes, the Broncos will be taking on the Seattle Seahawks. I'm sure by now you know that Baker Mayfield, now of the Carolina Panthers starter, he's going to be taking on his former team, the Cleveland Browns. And speaking of Cleveland, we're going to get into Donovan Mitchell later on in the show. But the fact is, over the past 3-4 days, there's been so much talk about what Baker Mayfield has or has not said. You know, I told you, when it comes to Russell Wilson, it's like everything he says is always right. It's always correct. It's well-written. It's thought out. It's scripted. You would think he has a million writers, and I'm sure he does. Baker Mayfield, sometimes he seems to just fly by the seat of his pants. And I got to give him credit for last year. He actually showed a lot of restraint, especially when Odell Beckham Jr., his dad, was basically throwing him under the bus. I saw him actually display a lot of composure. Well, Cynthia Freeland, she works for the NFL Network. She was on the Around the NFL podcast, and she said earlier this week that Baker is fired up to play his former team. She even went as far to say that he was ready to go out there and just F them up. Take a listen.
I walked up to him like, I'm so excited to see you. Like, kick some butt, especially week one. I like, cannot wait. And he uses some expletives and I was like, I just hope you're like, he's like, I'm going to bleep them up.
I'm going to F them up. Is that what his quote was?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that of course got picked up. And even Myles Garrett was just like, oh yeah, sure. We'll use it as motivation. And even throughout their time as teammates, Myles Garrett and Baker Mayfield, they've publicly, I don't want to say chided each other, but they haven't been as supportive. Myles Garrett, when he was throwing that helmet around, Baker pretty much said, yeah, a stupid move that costs his team. And then when Myles Garrett in the past has been asked about Baker Mayfield and whether or not he supports him as the QB, and he says, listen, man, I believe in the Browns. It's like, ouch. And so, Baker Mayfield was asked about those comments. Hey, Baker, did you say you were going to bleep up your former team? Baker Mayfield spoke to the media yesterday, and this is what he had to say.
Well, first, I didn't say it. Obviously, I mean, everybody's going to write whatever story they want. There's history that I played over the last 4 years. I'm an extremely competitive person. Everybody knows that. If I wasn't wanting to win, then there would be a really big issue of me being quarterback here. So I want to win in everything I do. That'll never change. Now, that is not how I phrased it. That's not even what I said. So I'll just leave it at that.
Okay. And of course, now Cynthia Freeland, she pretty much said, oh, yeah, he responded something of the type. So she's standing by it. But who cares? Myles Garrett is probably going to pile drive this man into the ground. And either way, it's going to be one game. Baker Mayfield is trying to extend his career as a starter for the next several seasons. This will be nice to see what he can do against the Browns and Jacoby Brissett and Myles Garrett. And we just have to wait to see what takes place. I'll be tuning in, and I'm sure you will too. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Baker Mayfield, he's out here playing for his future in Carolina. And Russell Wilson, he's comfortable. 7 years comfortable. $300 million comfortable. Maybe he'll get some love. Jeremy calling from Atlanta. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR. Hope all is well. I do agree with you. Russell does not get the credit he actually deserves. He is one hell of a quarterback. And to be honest with you, as a Falcons fan, I would much rather have him than the situation I have going on here.
I think also, a lot of teams feel that way.
And to also piggyback off what you were just saying, Baker just needs to close his mouth at this point because he might end up like a Duke player if that shoulder is not completely healed. He might just be one and done going against his old team.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jeremy, for calling from Atlanta. Yeah. I mean, we've had some interesting Duke players, one and done. They go in, they get injured, they get hurt, they get fat. They believe the earth is flat. It's just a lot going on. Jay's calling from Alaska. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Hey, Jay, you're live, man. What's up?
Oh, hey, I'm sorry, JR. I apologize.
What are you doing, hunting bear or elk? What are you doing out there?
No, I'm actually up in the midnight sun driving my truck, brother.
I love it. I know.
I'm working.
It's freaky up there in Alaska, but go ahead.
Yeah. So I wanted to run something by you, and I just wanted to see, you know, what you thought of what I would say. I see Russell Wilson similar to what you're saying, and I see another quarterback that I see in a similar light, and I think both have been disrespected, maybe in different ways, but I think they're both kind of similar quarterbacks, not exactly the same. I think Russell Wilson's a little bit better than this other gentleman athletically and maybe even as at quarterback talent. But I kind of put him in the same category as Derek Carr and in this way.
Whoa.
Derek Carr, I mean, he has had to deal with terrible offensive lines. Russell Wilson's had to deal with terrible offensive lines. The only benefit that I see that Russell Wilson has had is that he has had a dominant defense at times and was able to get himself, you know, all the way to the promised land. And he had the benefit of the same coach for his entire career. But what I find similar is they're both great leaders. They're both the kind of guys who will, you know, they will cover up a lot of the warts of their team. Mm-hmm. Derek Carr has, you know, been the face of the franchise. He has pulled the Raiders through. And I think he has been through a lot, and I think both of these guys are completely disrespected. And you know, Derek Carr is throwing for, you know, almost 5,000 yards too, just like Russell Wilson. Like I said, I think Russell Wilson is slightly more talented, but I think both of them are in the same vein of not getting the respect they deserve, and for somewhat different reasons, but also for some of the same reasons. So that's kind of what I was going for.
Well, Jay, I wouldn't even say such a thing. I wouldn't say that Russell Wilson is just a little bit better than Derek Carr. Derek Carr is good. Derek Carr is above average. Derek Carr, depending on the day of the week, is close to 10 to 15 when it comes down to QBs. When it comes down to Russell Wilson, I probably ain't dropping a guy probably any lower than 10, and sometimes higher than that. Derek Carr also has more of a propensity to turn the football over, whether it happens to be on the ground or in the air. And Russell Wilson is someone who has the ability to get out. And yes, he has taken sacks behind a crap offensive line, but he can also go out there and generate yardage on the ground. And so, yeah, we can look at – yes?
I'm sorry. If I could interrupt, just one quick point I wanted to make, and then I'll let you finish. If Derek Carr was put in the same situation, having the same coach for his entire career with a dominant defense like the Legion of Boom, don't you think he would have shown what he can do? I mean, he showed us what he could do last year with a crap offensive line and a crap defense. He's never had a top 10 defense. He's never had a number one wide receiver. I think he's going to surprise people this year.
Jay, I'm not taking away from who or what Derek Carr is. And I don't care if we want to look at Tony Sperano or Jack Del Rio or Gruden. We can go down the list. I'm not talking about the team's success. I'm talking about just individual talent and skill. And that's where we have a difference. Amongst everything that we just said, yes, we can go ahead and look at stability. But if I have to look at the skills that Russell Wilson as a player, he brings to the table versus what Derek Carr does, Russell Wilson is above him. And the success that he's had as a team player, as a quarterback, I think it has translated to the team winning. And so, yeah, I can play the, well, if we put this guy here on this team, we saw what Trent Dilfer can do in winning a Super Bowl with an elite all-time defense. And so, yeah, we can plug me, you, and Bob in. And so, yeah, that's an exaggeration, but you get my point. Right. Derek Carr is in his own category. Does he kind of get nicked up and beat up? Yeah, he does. But I think he's good. And, yeah, we can say that about a lot of QBs. If Russell Wilson had an offensive line and decent guys, running backs who didn't get hurt all the time after Marshawn, yeah, I could say the same thing about him. And so I think it's right. it's moot to a certain degree to go, well, if he had this and he had that and he had this. Come on, we got Lamar Jackson right now. And thank you, Jay, for calling from Alaska. How many times have people gone, well, if Lamar Jackson had the weapons that the Chiefs have had over the past several years, then this, yeah, we know that. But what does he bring to the table? What does he do? So, yeah, we can have conversations about Russell. The Raiders should be good this year. It will be a complete disaster if the Raiders are not good. Massive. They should be competitive. Go to the playoffs. Get a wild card if you don't win the AFC West. They have to go to the playoffs, otherwise they're going to be looked upon as a joke, and Derek Carr is going to get beat to shreds in the court of public opinion. The AFC West is tough. We know this already. Mahomes, Herbert, Wilson, Carr. Carr is the lowest guy on the totem pole, okay? Justin Herbert looks like he's going to be lighting folks up for 20 years. Russell Wilson is on a Hall of Fame trajectory. There hasn't been a quarterback to start his career off since Patrick Mahomes ever. What's Derek Carr done? And yeah, we can go through all of his coaches, but he's the guy who has to step up. This is his year. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. We're going to talk more about the AFC West. We'll talk more about Russell Wilson. And before we get out of here, we'll even talk about Donovan Mitchell. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Good to hear from you, man. I'm a big fan of your show. I love your work, and I appreciate you. I'm a trucker, man, so I'll be all over the country, and I look forward to your show, man, at this time.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
It's the JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio. I'm all over the country, too. When I'm not in Atlanta, when I'm not in New York, I might be in your neighborhood real soon. I've been all over the place. I was just in Detroit. I was just in Chicago. I was just in D.C. I was just in Florida. I'll be back. Yeah, I'll be sneaking in and sneaking out. I love it. A lot going on tonight. When we get to the top of the hour, we're going to talk about this Donovan Mitchell situation, how it affects the Cavs, how it affects the Knicks. And I'm a little bit, I can't say a little bit shocked. This is just sports. People get passionate. Like, they are really Knicks fans who are beside themselves that the Knicks did not land Donovan Mitchell. I'm a little confused by that. We'll get into it. But these are also Knicks fans who they win one playoff game and all of a sudden they're celebrating outside Madison Square Garden like they won a championship. Not used to winning, it, you know, I guess just act a little crazy. But we'll get there at the top of the hour. Speaking of winning a championship, Serena Williams, we'll be back in action tomorrow, third round matchup, looking to proceed and advance to the fourth round. And then here in the studio, I just watched Rafael Nadal win another matchup. Took a long ass time, very dramatic, and Shep, what did he do? I think he hit his racket on his nose by mistake.
I believe so, and like you mentioned, took about 10 minutes for him to get back up on the mat.
Rafael Nadal was laid out. He had a little bit of blood trickling down the bridge of his nose. And who am I to say? I've played tennis. You know, them rackets, they ain't fun getting hit by one. This man was laid out on the ground, on the court, for what felt like 10 minutes being tended to. Like he was in concussion protocol. Like he got hit by Aaron Donald. It's like, come on, man. Get your ass up and play tennis. Ain't nobody hit you in the head, man. Stop it.
In fairness, nobody had Rafael Nadal playing successfully into his late 30s.
Well, that doesn't have anything to do with what I just said.
I hear you, but the guy deserves...
Get your ass up and play tennis. Him and Federer, they're getting older and breaking down, and Djokovic can't leave the country,
yes,
and all this stuff. We get it. And good for Nadal. Yeah, credit to him. He's one of the best male tennis players of all time. That doesn't have anything to do with just I don't want to call him a flopper. But he's picked up the same tendencies that we get from soccer players internationally. You breathe on somebody the wrong way, and it's like, oh, ow, oh, no. Get your ass up. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Speaking of getting your ass up, Jimmy Garoppolo spoke to the media in San Francisco in the Bay, and we'll share that with you as well. He's like, yeah, I didn't think I was still going to be here, but I'm here. Pretty funny if you ask me. Freddie calling from North Carolina. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks a lot, JR, for taking my call.
Yes.
I like the way you roll. You're smooth, man, and you're real.
Thank you.
Russell Wilson, he's underrated. I like him. Always did like him.
Okay.
And I think in that Super Bowl with against the New England Patriots, I think Pete Carroll told him to throw that ball on the 1 yard line, if I'm not mistaken. And once they picked the ball off, the game was over. But if they had to given it the ball to Marshawn Lynch, that bulldozer, he would have cracked. They would have had four chances to get in there. I think if they had kept the ball on the ground, they would have got that in there. But did like Russell Wilson. Always did.
Okay. Now you have good reason to. Thank you, Freddie, for calling from North Carolina. Ezra calling from West Virginia. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hi, JR. I'm a big fan. Listen a lot. I was just wondering your thoughts on the Broncos season, if, you know, they're a Super Bowl contender.
No.
And also, I was wondering if you think that, like, signing a guy like Ndamukong Suh would be a good use of, you know, the rest of the cap space that we have.
Well, thank you, Ezra, for calling from West Virginia. I'm not ready to throw the Denver Broncos into title contention right now. No, not at all. I wouldn't. This is a team that still has a lot to prove. As one of our callers pointed out, they have a first-year head coach. They have a young wide receiver room. A lot of these guys coming off of injury. It's like, damn it, KJ Hamler is coming off of an ACL tear, and then Tim Patrick goes down. Jerry Jeudy needs to live up to the hype that was bestowed upon him before he was drafted into the NFL. The offensive line has to gel, has to come together. Dalton Risner, my main man, is probably the best offensive lineman they have on the squad. And this still is a crew that has a good defense, especially when you think about the defensive backs. The other element that wouldn't allow me to put the Denver Broncos into Super Bowl contention, it's a tough division. I want to see what they can do this season. I want to see how they can start this year. This is going to be an introduction for everyone. Russell Wilson signed a 7-year contract. He's committed, correct, excuse me. He is signed and committed to the team for 7 more years. Before the end of this year, Russell Wilson will be 34 years old. He ain't getting any younger, okay? They have him there as a stalwart to try to build around him into the future. And with his contract, especially as the salary cap continues to rise, they will have room to go out there and compete. But am I going to wake up and say, boom, Denver Broncos might win a Super Bowl this year? Nah, I'm not expecting that. Unless they pick up Von Miller, unless they can go back and hit my main man Champ Bailey up and ask Champ to come out of retirement, unless, TD, his knees can work, Terrell Davis, unless he's coming back, they have a squad. They'll be good. They'll be competitive. I expect the Denver Broncos to be above 500. But am I expecting them to make a lot of noise? No. To be honest, I would not be shocked if they do not make the playoffs. It's a hard knock life in the AFC West. They should be good. They should be a winning team. But let's go incrementally in steps here. I'm not handing them over the world. Not yet. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to take more of your calls. And then I also want to let you know about a team that just brought in Donovan Mitchell, that has a young roster, that probably has the best young roster in the NBA right now. Don't expect them to win a championship out the gate either. It's the Cleveland Cavaliers. And for all the New York Knicks fans out there, sad and upset that you don't have Donovan Mitchell, chill out. Take a deep breath. Relax. Knicks last won a championship in 73. Waiting a little bit longer won't hurt. We're going to talk about it all on the other side. The JR Sport Brief Show, CBS Sports Radio.